I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
A year ago this week, standing here with many of you, I instructed the Attorney General to write a regulation that would rein in the proliferation of ghost guns because I was having trouble getting anything passed in the Congress. But I used what we call regulatory authority. A year later, we're here, we keep that promise. The gun lobby tried to tie up the regulators and paperwork for a long, long time. The NRA called this rule I'm about to announce extreme. Extreme. But let me ask you, is it extreme to protect police officers, extreme to protect our children, extreme to keep guns out of the hands of people who couldn't even pass a background check? Look, the idea that someone on the terrorist list could purchase one of these guns is extreme. It isn't extreme, just basic common sense. You know, if you buy a couch, you have to assemble. It's still a couch. If you order a package like this one over here, that includes the parts you need, the direction of assembling a functioning firearm, you bought a gun. A felon, a terrorist, a domestic abuser can go from a gun kit to a gun in as little as 30 minutes. Buyers aren't required to pass background checks because guns have no serial numbers, these guns. When they show up at a crime scene, they can't be traced. Harder to find and prove who used them. I mean, you can't connect the gun to the shooter and hold them accountable. In fact, the ATF reports that they've been able to trace less than 1% of ghost guns reported by law enforcement. So it makes sense that police across the country are increasingly finding ghost guns at crime scenes. And by the way, ghost guns can be, quote, rifles, essentially assault weapons as well. Last year alone, law enforcement reported approximately 20,000 suspected ghost guns to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. That's a tenfold increase in these ghost guns from 2016. Tenfold in 5 years. These guns are weapons of choice for many criminals. We're going to do everything we can to deprive them of that choice. And when we find them, put them in jail for a long, long time. Law enforcement is sounding the alarm. Our communities are paying the price, and we're acting. Today, the United States Department of Justice is making it illegal for a business to manufacture one of these kits without a serial number. Illegal. Illegal for a licensed gun dealer to sell them without a background check. And starting today, weapons like the one used in Saugus High School and to ambush deputies with us that are here with us today are being treated like the deadly firearms they are. And if somebody sells a ghost gun to a federally licensed dealer, for example, a pawn shop, that dealer must make the firearm and mark it with a serial number before reselling it. All of a sudden, it's no longer a ghost. It has a return address. It's going to help save lives, reduce crime, and get more criminals off the streets. And this rule is only part of our strategy to go after ghost guns. In February, the Department of Justice launched a national ghost gun enforcement initiative, intensifying our efforts to bring cases against those who use ghost guns illegally. We're teaching investigators and prosecutors best practices how to build these cases and assigning a coordinator in each of the ATF field divisions to serve as a point person for helping federal, state, and local law enforcement go after ghost guns. If you commit a crime with a ghost gun, expect federal prosecution. Not just state, expect federal prosecution. This rule is an important step. It's going to make a difference, I promise you. And there are a lot of other things we know work to reduce gun violence and other violent crimes and save lives. That's why I put together a comprehensive strategy to supercharge what works while continuing to push Congress to act on sensible legislation to prevent gun violence. In addition to today's rule, we're working on four areas. First, we're going after rogue gun dealers. The last time we had data on this was more than 20 years ago. 5% of gun dealers sold 90% of illegal guns found at crime scenes. 5% sold 90%. These merchants of death are breaking the law for profit, selling guns that are killing innocent people. We're cracking down on these gun dealers and the violent criminals they knowingly arm. Second, we're disrupting illegal gun trafficking. Attorney General Garland has directed all U.S. attorneys to prioritize combating gun trafficking that is moving guns across state lines and city boundaries. The Justice Department is surging prosecutorial resources to help shut down these trafficking corridors, including the one known as the Iron Pipeline that funnels weapons from gun shops in states like Georgia to crime scenes up and down the East Coast. Thirdly, we're funding strategies we know reduce gun crime, community policing and community violence interruption. Look, I've said it many times, the answer is not to defund the police, it's to fund the police and give them the tools and training to support they need to be better partners and protectors of our communities in need. And I've already made clear that I want cities, states, counties, and tribes to use some of the $350 billion we sent to them in the American Rescue Plan that I wrote in the first month to reduce gun violence, hire police officers for community policing, pay police overtime, purchase crime-fighting technologies. They were given the money, they can do it. Spend it.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.